This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Got Sam Crenshaw. Nine floors up in the Kia Studios. Fog outside my window. I can barely see across the street here. I think the Art Center's across the street. It's just thick fog in the area. So we're moving around the area this morning. Be careful if you're moving around, if you have to get out. All our essential workers and people who have to work, they're people who have to work today. But if you don't have to get out, might want to give this fog a little time to burn off before you get moving around on this Saturday morning. Be safe wherever you are. So glad you're with us with our show in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And once again, our recurring question and theme today, with this being All-Star Weekend for both the NBA and the NHL, and we have it the Pro Bowl 2 weeks ago, have All-Star games kind of lost their pizzazz, if you want to say, or I won't say lost their usefulness, but do you really care about them anymore? We got the NHL doing something different. They're doing a series of international tournament. We got, you know, teams, four different teams that will be playing the NBA All-Star game tomorrow. Does this make you pay attention? Do you like it? Or do you like the flag football at the Pro Bowl? I don't know anybody that watched that. Anyway, give us a shout this morning, 404-726-0929. Just your thoughts on All-Star Game. If you like them, if you don't like them, if you wish they go away. I'll tell you what's not going away. This college basketball in the Southeastern Conference. Man, SEC right now, I think if the tournament went down today, we might have 12 to 13 teams from the SEC alone make it into the big dance. Think about that. Think about that. And a guy who talks about it all the time joins us. Always great to spend some time with Tim Scarborough joining us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Tim, good morning. Welcome back to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, man.
Damn, my man. Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Except for this fog outside the window. I can't see Buckhead. Yeah.
Oh, Atlanta weather this 2024-25 has been crazy. I mean, snow, rain, fog. I mean, at least we don't have fires and earthquakes, so we can't really complain, right?
How about that? How about, you know what I mean? Absolutely. Man, let's talk some college hoops, and I guess we have to start with the main event. Who knew? Alabama and Auburn. We knew this is a big deal for football game. Call it the Iron Bowl. I don't know what they're going to call it for basketball, but that's the main event. How did this happen?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow, right? Number one versus number two in the SEC. This is reminiscent of, you know, Duke Carolina. That rivalry when they're number one and two on occasion, right?
Right.
But the college basketball has shifted to the SEC. It's really kind of funny when you think about Alabama and Auburn being really what we would say two football schools. But lately, you know, Nate Oates and Bruce Pearl have done a great job of elevating those basketball programs as well to national contention.
And even though with Auburn having a setback recently, it didn't budge them from where they are in the standings. The strength of schedule for these teams in the SEC is going to be incredible when it comes to selection time, don't you think?
I do, because they are all associated. It's kind of like guilt by association. This one is tournament entry by association, right? Because if the SEC started off so highly in the preseason, and I believe they were something like 125-10 or 8 or something, and that really got the conference off to a great start in non-conference. And just looking at the records now, several of them have already won 20 games, and many more will certainly win 20 games before the next few weeks before we start conference tournament. So my guy, Joe Lunardi, good friend, bracketology, he literally created the term bracketology and the science of bracketology.
Yes.
And talking to him, Joe says there's going to be 14 of the 16 teams in the SEC.
That's mind-boggling.
You might as well take LSU and South Carolina too, right? Just all 16 should just go, right, at this point. It's crazy.
But I got to ask you this. If this is happening in the SEC, what is going on in the once mighty and powerful and dominant ACC? You know?
Well, it's not the same. It's not the same conference, right? It's just it's a different place. But I think more to the question is what has happened to Virginia and North Carolina and Florida State, the teams that traditionally competed for national championships in that league, right? And Syracuse.
Yeah.
And the answer is some of them have lost their big name coaches, but some of it is just there's just too many teams in these conferences now. And the SEC and the ACC in particular, when you think about the geographical map, Stanford's in the ACC now. SMU is in the ACC now. That doesn't really help in terms of rivalries, in terms of getting your conference profile. It helps in terms of money, and obviously in terms of football, which is why these, which is what precipitated all these moves. But I think one conference that got hurt by all of this, to me, is the ACC. Duke is still Duke because they had an unbelievable recruiting class. But you know, can they even sustain it with losing their big name coach Mike Krzyzewski a few years ago? It's an interesting dynamic, but the power has definitely shifted south. That's for sure.
It truly has. You look at the ACC, Clemson, the only other team that is nationally ranked in that league. Tell me something, though, Tim. With all of these teams from the SEC, what does this do to the mid-majors? Is this going to squeeze the mid-majors out, you know, with American Conference or Conference USA lose a chance to get a second team in?
100%. More so the American specifically, because Conference USA for the last probably 15 years now has been a one-bid league in terms of bids. They've been a multi-bid league in terms of teams and talent, but they get overlooked. There was a team I covered a few years back, Middle Tennessee. It's probably 2016, 17 now, but they were in the top 25 for the last month of the year. And they had, you know, three or four power teams that they had beaten. They beat Louisville, they beat Ole Miss. They beat Ole Miss by 25. Like, they were a really, really good mid-major team. They ended up winning Conference USA Tournament, but I was told that they had to win the Conference USA Tournament, and even that team was not going to get an at-large bid because Conference USA, the perception was, that's a one-bid league. So, and there were other examples as well. This year, of course, Conference USA is retooled, as many conferences have, because of all of the changes the last few years. But Conference USA is eighth in the country right now in terms of conference affiliation. And, of course, I cover that league well, and I'm close to it now because my alma mater, Liberty, is now in that league. And they are top 70 in the terms of RPI and net. But at the same time, they don't have the resume to get an at-large. They have to take care of business in Huntsville, Alabama in March, or they won't be dancing. So it's just the way it is. But the American, to answer your question, they have a lot of teams in the past that have gotten in that I feel like they're going to get squeezed out by. If you put 14 SEC teams in, you are taking slots from somebody. And the American is a prime league that is going to not get the amount of people that you think they should get.
Yeah, I'm thinking about them and maybe Missouri Valley. I think they usually get one or two teams in, and maybe those teams, they may feel the squeeze. Folks are spending time on the waitfor.com outline with Tim Scarborough. He is social. You can find him at TimScar20 at TimScar20. And he keeps up with everything college basketball, following with college hoops down and going down the road. What mid-majors are jumping out at you, though, that you think could get to the tournament and cause some trouble? I see what Memphis is doing. I don't consider them a mid-major, but they are back. No. And Memphis, Hardaway, they got some impressive wins this year.
Yeah, that league, I mean, it's too bad the American lost Houston and Cincinnati, because that really gave them panache, and it gave them quality wins. It gave the profile of the conference some gusto. But now Memphis is kind of carrying the load. They've done a great job. You know, they're 11-1 in conference. I like North Texas in that league, and North Texas is a former Conference USA team that had done well the last few years before Grant McCaslin, their coach, took the job at Texas Tech. But Ross Hodge, who was his assistant, took over, and he's picked up where Grant left off. I mean, that's a really good league. FAU is a team that went to the Final Four 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They are not as good because they lost their coach to Michigan. Yeah. So it's hard to sustain this thing in the mid-majors. But, yeah, to answer your question, ones that stand out to me, I mean, you look at the Mountain West and New Mexico, the Lobos. They're 13-1 in conference, 21-4 overall. And, you know, Rick Pitino's son, Richard, is the coach there. So I think, you know, they have a high profile, and they'll do really well in the tournament. That's a team I probably wouldn't want to play if I was a major team. And it's interesting, they had Jamal Mashburn Jr. for the last few years. They were really good. But Jamal Mashburn Jr. now plays for Temple up in Philadelphia. and speaking of Philadelphia, we could talk about that at the end of this. But
so you knew you were going to find a way to work that in there, right?
Of course. I've got to segue to my Birds. Go Birds. But the New Mexico, you know, they lost the one of the top scorers in the country, and it hasn't hurt them. And that, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it comes to Pitino's. Richard Pitino, really, really good coach. So New Mexico is a team I would look out for in the tournament. And that's for the guys who like to put a little money down from time to time. That's a little tip for you.
All right. And before we let you get to your Birds, let's talk about the teams a little bit closer to home. Georgia Tech's playing Cal today. Cal's come all the way across the country. You know, they are the neighbors now. They are in the conference. And then Georgia, man, can they stop the tailspin? I mean, they were up at the half at Texas A&M, came out in the second half and couldn't buy a basket. I mean, for almost the entire second half, they got Missouri today. It gets no easier for them.
Well, there's no easy games in the SEC, really, right? I mean, LSU is 1-10, but they can beat you. They're competitive. It's just that they have, you know, they have trouble closing the games. I think South Carolina is probably the only, I would call, bad team in that league. But, yeah, I mean, you think about Texas. Texas is one of the better teams in the country, and they're 15-10 because they lose a lot of close games to the SEC top. So, yeah, it is not going to be easy for Georgia. Having said that, you know, if they can get to 20 wins, I feel like they'll get into the NCAA tournament, which is a major thing for Georgia basketball these past several years. They don't get into the NCAA tournament very often. Yeah. So give Mike White some credit for rebuilding that program back up. It's not where I think they could be based on the recruiting and the talent that we have in this state, but they're getting there. They're moving in the right direction. So,
yeah, we're talking about
it's no easy game.
Yeah, Newell got into foul trouble early, and I mean, he has to avoid that because when he's in and playing well, that's the factor really that kind of makes them go. They need the perimeter game to be on, but on the inside, this guy makes things happen.
Yeah, Asa Newell, one of the better players in the SEC. He could end up being probably second team all conference, but a really, really good player.
Fantastic. All right, we'll let you talk about your folks, you know, up the way. They had the big parade yesterday. I'm surprised you didn't go.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't go too, to be honest. As big of a fan as I am, but I've been doing so much traveling. This is a rare weekend that I'm not doing any games, and I was just like, it would have been perfect, but it was Valentine's Day, Sam. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. All right. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. And the wife's birthday is coming up next week, and I'm going to be out of town then. So, you know, she likes the Birds too, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
thoughts about the performance of Mr. Hurts, because everyone was watching that last Sunday, and he went out and delivered, right?
I'll just say this. The guy is an elite quarterback, and he always has been. He is different than most quarterbacks, and because of that, he gets graded on a different curve. But you think about, I mean, I watch a lot of sports talk radio and sports talk TV, I should say, but I do listen to Colin Cowherd. And I remember a few weeks ago, he had Jalen Hurts. It was 8 teams left in the playoffs, and Hurts was the least. He was at the bottom of the list of quarterbacks. They had guys like Goff in front of him. Jaden Daniels, who hadn't even played a playoff game, just his first one the week before, had them. And I'm like, man, Jalen Hurts is taking the team to the Super Bowl. And we just don't give the guy any credit at all. He's got 38 rushing touchdowns, and it's a guy on TV, Chase Daniel on Fox. And Chase says, you know, we don't count those because they're tush pushes. And I'm like, well, what quarterback got him his team to the one-yard line to get those touchdowns? He's acting like they just insert Jalen for one play and he runs it in. It's kind of crazy, the disrespect, but I love it because Jalen Hurts was fueled by that, and I hope they continue it because that guy is going to win multiple Super Bowls if they keep that team together. That's a fact.
Fantastic. Tim Scarborough, always great spending some time with you. Glad you had some time to talk some college hoop with us. Got some big games. Let's enjoy these games today, man.
Yes, sir. Alabama, Auburn. We'll all be tuned in for that one. That's crazy to think about, right? It's not football season. It's basketball.
It's basketball season. But they're number one and number two, big time. That's going to be a great game. Man, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Absolutely, Sam. Thanks a lot, my brother.
All right. That is Tim Scarborough joining us. Always great to talk some college hoops with him. The man is all over the place with college basketball. I'm glad he spent some time with us here.
Wow.
What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.